When you think of American roots music, what do you think of? Maybe gospel, blues, fiddle music? But Corazones and Canciones, a new joint album from the Grammy winners La Marisol and Los Tex-Maniacs, reminds us that Mexican-American classics like Hermoso Cariño, which we're hearing right now, and Mucho Corazón belong in the American musical canon. Hermoso cariño, hermoso cariño. The 15 songs on the album are reinterpretations of classics that are meant to bring people together wherever they are. Eva Marisol Hernandez performs as La Marisol, and she joins us now. We've also got Max Barker, the leader of Los Tex-Maniacs, with us. Max, Marisol, hello.
Hi, thank hello. You. Thanks for having us.
Marisol, for those of us who might consider ourselves on some level Angelinos, we know you from La Santa Cecilia, and one of the things I love so much about your music is your deeply soulful voice. And I feel like you're a really old soul. Of course you're not, you're young. And you bring that on this album. And I'd love to know how you approach singing songs with so many different emotions and even different musical influences.
I feel like these songs are songs that I feel like formed me as a singer, and I feel very, very blessed to have been, you know, to have been born in Los Angeles, born and raised in LA, and that I learned this beautiful music from musicians singing in the heart of LA, no, on Olvera Street. I didn't really hear these songs from recordings. I heard them from the musicians that were playing these songs on the street at the restaurants. And these señores were my maestros, and they were the ones that taught me how to sing and how to sing loud and how to connect with the audience, you know. And I feel that for me as a singer, what I want to do is connect people to a feeling, make them feel something, you know, because these songs have so much wisdom, have so much beautiful poetry, you know, that I feel as a singer, my job is to connect the art, the song, the lyrics, the melody with who's listening to them in hopes that they feel that love, that they feel that sadness, that nostalgia, you know, and I feel like that's something that I really love to do as a performer, you know.
There's so much in these songs, and let's play a little of Las Nubes, or The Clouds. A drift in an endless sky, so lost to the world is he, a man that has been forgotten, alone with his misery, alone with his misery, he dreams of his childhood days. Las Nubes, this song, it's been such an anthem of the Chicano civil rights movement. And Little Joe, the performer who made this song popular, joins you on this recording. I wonder if you can tell us, Max, a little more about the song's legacy and what it meant performing it all together.
So when we had the song, we said we'd love to have Little Joe, and being that he made the song so popular, it would be nice to have him maybe sing a verse or so. But it turned out when I talked to him and asked him, he was like, sure, of course. He came to the studio and recorded the song through with Marisol. And he brought his magic to her magic and our magic. And it's a beautiful song, man. It has a lot of meaning for us Chicanos, you know, growing up, you know, in those hardships of the farm workers and so forth. And so, like Marisol said, every song on here has a special meaning in its own right, you know.
It is, absolutely.
I think it's important for us to continue to interpret songs like this that represent such an important part of this country, you know, which is our migrant farm workers, you know, and to continue to shed light through our music about the history of and the importance of migrant workers, you know, and especially now, you know, when we see so much hate towards immigrants, so much ignorance, and where we see that, you know, I mean, through this like pandemic, we see that our farm workers, our immigrant farm workers, are the actual backbone of this country and are the ones that hold us up and that feed us, you know. And so I feel like through our art, it's important, you know, with music to continue to celebrate that history and to shed light, because I feel like it's something very necessary. You know, they're farm workers deserve to live with dignity in this country.
In the middle of that, Marisol, do you see your music as speaking to those very people who are the targets, who are being targeted, who maybe are still toiling in the fields or their families have been separated? Is this album for them?
I feel that this album is for everybody. It's called Corazones y Canciones, and I feel like it's an album for anybody who has a heart. And we use our music to shed light on things that we are concerned about, but we also use our music to bring joy, to bring awareness, to connect people beyond their differences, no? To connect people through music, through love, through good rhythms. And I feel like this is something that we can continue to do.
You know, I want to play Mucho Corazón, or A Lot of Heart. Let's listen.
Siempre mi amor debe tener sed. Cariño, no lo que hay en ti.
You can just feel the passion there. Can you reflect on this moment on the record for us?
I love this. I love this song, Mucho Corazón, and I love this moment con el gran Lorenzo Martinez, who is like a, you know, he's, I mean, of course, he's a member of the Tex-Maniacs, but he's also from LA, and he's been a teacher to many, many musicians here. And it was an honor for me to be able to share those beautiful days with Lorenzo and to sing this song together. I felt like it was magical, and it was a moment where we could just pour our hearts and our love and what we truly do, because Lorenzo is an amazing musician and singer, but I think that the treasure in him is the way that he lets you in and makes you feel about love and about music. And for me, this was one of my favorite moments, where we got to duet together in the studio and I got to look at him play with his guitar and sing together. It's just one of those gifts, you know, los regalos de la vida, a gift of life, no, and music.
Mm-hmm. Max, what was your favorite moment on this album?
I would have to agree with Marisol. It's Mucho Corazón. I was in the control room at the time, and I was just sitting listening, and you know, when a song gives you goosebumps and just touches you, and you know, and just, I remember distinctly, just like, wow, just amazing. It was so beautiful. And you know, Marisol, she's the type of singer that can go from one end to the next. You know, she starts off you know, really soft, and then she can, the next minute she could belt it out there, you know. So that's what a beautiful thing, you know, with Marisol, and of course Lorenzo's passion for music. It's he's a heartfelt guy all the way around, man. And so that's the reason why we titled the album Corazones y Canciones.
Let's go out on a song that you suggest to us from the album.
Que te vaya bonito is another one of my favorites.
Que te vaya bonito, perfecto.
Que te vaya bonito is a song written by El Gran José Alfredo Jiménez, and it's a way to say goodbye to that loved one, no, and wish them well. Yeah, wish them well on their way.
And Corazones y Canciones is out now. We've been speaking with Max Barker, the leader of Los Tex-Maniacs, and Eva Marisol Hernandez, known as La Marisol. Thank you so much to both of you. Well,
thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Gracias.
Ojalá que te vaya bonito.